The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Brett, David?
Doing good.
Another day with Let's Talk Venezuela here in America's Web Radio. My name is Josie Cruz. With my show and friends. This is going to sound a little upsetting to me, but I had always, when I come to the radio to do the program, I always have two or three people in line, right? Because we don't know if the morning that I have somebody who I'm going to interview, they're going to have electricity on that specific city in Venezuela. And this is what socialism is all about. Out of my three backup, none of them are answering this morning. Why they're not answering? Because the problem with either the internet or the electricity or some kind of communication. I decided that I will keep doing the show regardless that they didn't answer. Why? Because we need to understand something that we, our country here in America, we are, I am here in Atlanta, Georgia, in America's Web Radio station, in this facility. And we as an American, we don't understand in the fully meaning, the fully meaning of what is socialism, what is Marxism, what is a government that it is imposing on each one of us things that we are not used to as an Americans. We are seeing how these agendas who are being implemented here in America are progressing in such a fast manner that we are feeling that our freedom, our liberty are being either shut down, cut off, or put aside. I've been talking this week with a few Americans from all spectrum, not only whites, but also blacks. And they still don't understand what we are going through as a nation. I was watching some videos on YouTube. I was watching some interviews of how psychologists and doctors and politicians are bringing the subject to the table. But the media, the radio, the TV, all these platforms, they're supposed to be allowing us to know what's going on, to let us know what we're going through as a nation. They are blocking, and we are feeling like we are lost. What I'm saying this is we need to really start thinking on, are we going to go back and read our American Constitution, the First Ten Amendment? Are we going to go back and start reading those essential documents so we can understand who we are as a nation and where we are going? We understand that being exposed to the pandemic, to the COVID-19, and all these mandates got us out of guard. And many, many, many Americans fall into the trap. Others didn't do it. They stand up and they say, no, we are not going to comply. Today, we are seeing the consequences of imposing on Americans some agendas that are making these people not only feel lost, but they're making our fellow American to feel depressed. Some of them have a lot of anxiety, and most of them have anger issues. And when I think about that, it makes me reflect on what's going on in Venezuela. Venezuela is a Latin American country. It's in the south. And Venezuela has been going through socialism for over 80 years. The mentality in Venezuela of socialism is they perceive socialism as a good thing, as something that is expected from citizens for the government to supply a lot of things that they needed. The government will supply for a job, but also the government have to give them a housing. The government have to give them free medical attention. The government will give them free education. The government also will give them a check, monthly check, especially to those ladies who got children without the father presence in the house. One check for each child. Not only that, but also the government is supposed to provide for them transportation and so on and so on. I'm going to try to bring to our conversation our friend Alfredo Olarte, and I hope he could answer. Hello, how you doing, Alfredo? You know what? Let me call you through just the phone. Okay, 1 second. Let me call you right back. Thank you. So we have Alfredo today. He's gonna help us out to understand a little bit how things in Venezuela today, how things over there, right? But not only that, he's going to help us out to get more information, news. Hey, Alfredo, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Good. If you can speak up a little bit, I'll appreciate it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, perfect. Love it, love it, love awesome. Awesome. So, Alfredo, let me ask you a few questions, right? If we can know, are you located in the south of Venezuela, in the north of Venezuela, in the west, or in the east? What part of Venezuela are you located right now?
Okay, if you look at the map of Venezuela, I am on the top, in the center.
Okay.
It's the Cordillera de la Costa. It's like the mountain range that is where Caracas is located.
Oh, you are near Caracas. Okay.
Yeah, from here to Caracas is like an hour.
Okay. So tell me, how's the temperature?
Depends on the traffic.
On the traffic. Okay, we're going to be talking about how is the temperature, how is the transportation, and how is the art over there. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, I was so tired of Caracas because there's a lot of disrespect here. I think that television and all the media and everything is pushing all this horrible reggaeton music with all these singers that don't sing, and it's like trash for me. It's trash.
Okay.
A voice teacher and technique. So I have to escape practically from Caracas because it's noise, music. And I said, I need peace, I need to teach, I need to study. So I moved. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous area. I am like on the top of a hill. It is 2,200 meters above sea level.
Oh.
And the temperature during the day, it could be in the 60s all the time. And at night, it could go low 50s. And in December, January, it could... So it's beautiful temperature. Mm-hmm. It's the soil is amazing. You can grow anything. You know, whatever you want, you can grow here.
Are you growing anything? Nice. Are you growing something right now? Are you growing something?
Not yet, because I'm new here, so I need to start planning, because one of the best crops here is apricots.
Apricots, okay. All right.
Peaches, yeah.
Peaches,
it's okay. Like, and the production is huge. I mean, one plant could give you many, many baskets, many, many kilos of peaches. So in this area, it's like rural area. And then from here, I could see the rest of the mountains, and it's amazingly beautiful. It looks like the Alps. Italian Alps.
The Italian.
It's gorgeous.
Okay.
And because I'm in the north, from the distance, I can see the Caribbean Sea. You can see the blue of the water.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. And some people are selling properties here, because the situation in Caracas is like the middle class is like they're cannibalizing their assets.
Oh, okay.
Because the pensions are nothing. I mean, everything is super expensive. The dollar, the price of the dollar goes up and up and up. I mean, last year it was affordable to live here with dollars, and now the cost of things here is almost like the same price of there. The only thing that's cheaper is produce, because everything that is come from agriculture is not that expensive. But other goods are expensive. So going back to the area, I'm very close to a town called Colonia Tovar. It was founded 180 years ago by German immigrants. 200 families came from the Black Forest in Baden.
Okay.
What is today Baden-Württemberg, near Freiburg. And then they established here. They came by ship. They came from the Paris port of Le Havre. And they came here. They escalated the whole mountain, and the territory was owned by Tovar. It was like a count.
Okay.
Tovar. And they gave all that land to them. It's stunning. It's like you are in Germany, like you are in South Germany. It's okay. Beautiful. The architecture is totally German, chalets and German houses, because they have the codes don't allow for people to make constructions that don't have the style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very touristic place. The food is awesome. It's expensive for the people that live here. It is expensive, but it's a tourist destination. The food, as I said, is amazing. They have what they call a nucleus of the orchestra system. They have music schools, and they have theater festivals. In Carnival, they have the Jikele, and it's like a tradition they brought from Germany, and they made this dance. They have a story with the Jikele. It's like I would say like Arlequins. They're dressed like the Joker.
Okay.
And they do this dance. They do these dances in the street with German instruments. And they use lederhosen. I mean, it's really like Germany in South America.
Do they speak German?
Yes, they do. They speak Spanish because they've been here for 180 years.
Okay.
And they had married people from here. And they speak a dialect from the Schwarzwald, from the German forest. It's a southern dialect, but they call it here, because it's Colonia Tovar, they call it Coloniero. So they have taken some words from Castilian,
okay,
Spanish,
mm-hmm,
and they have like a special way of speaking. I mean, I understand it because I speak German, but it's not easy. You have it is But it's so nice. So those people wake up at 5 in the morning, and they're getting their produce, and they get in their trucks, and they bring it to the supermarkets in Caracas.
Okay.
And then the other thing they produce a lot
okay.
is framboise. It's like...
some kind of berry, right? Berry family. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And strawberries.
Strawberries,
the
yes.
Strawberries are gorgeous and huge.
Is
the,
oh.
Because the temperature here is cold all year round.
So, right? In Fahrenheit, what is the temperature over there in Fahrenheit?
In Fahrenheit.
Yeah, in Fahrenheit.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
Let me see quick.
Yeah, because, you know, here in Georgia, we have the peach, right? We produce here the peach.
Yeah.
They call it the peach state because that's main what we produce here. And it, that requires a specific temperature. So what is the temperature over there?
Right now, it could be, let me see quick. Okay, Celsius. So.
Yo siempre con la curiosidad. I am always curious about temperature, transportation,
yeah.
road.
Yeah.
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Food, you
it's
know.
Thinking.
Huh? It's thinking.
Yeah, the computer is going. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's okay. So I always like to ask, how is the temperature? How is the food? How is the
now
clothing?
It's cold. I mean, I cannot see the mountains down there. I can't.
So you have the you have fog?
Because I'm in the middle of the.
But you have some fog on top of you, right? That's why you cannot see?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so that means.
I'm living practically in a cloud.
Yeah, exactly. So that means your temperature is cold, probably it's like a 50 or 40s, you know? Fahrenheit, yeah, probably is that.
So 40s, yeah.
Yeah, like 40s.
Yeah,
so it's a
December,
nice, it is a
December,
nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In December, the lower temperatures, it could be like 4 degrees Celsius. It would be like 30.
Like what?
Like
38. 38, oh,
like that.
Okay.
In the early morning. In the
all
early
right.
morning. And it rains. I mean, you see, the computer is going and going and
it's
going.
Okay, don't worry about it. Let's move on to the next subject. Okay, so you were talking about the food. Okay, what about, you were talking about growing some vegetables, growing some fruits. But what about, like, milk? Like butter, like eggs, and you know, meat. Are they producing that as well in that area?
Yes, they do. Okay, the temperature right now is 57.
50, yeah. Like I say, around 50. Okay,
yeah,
so. 50. Okay, so what about chicken? What about beef? What about milk, butter?
Yes, they do. They do. This is a good area to have a sheep. I met some ladies, they have a small farm, and they have sheep that they produce for milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is another that they do it for meat.
Okay.
Lamb. And they have cows around here. I've seen cows. Some people have a lot of chickens. I mean, I think I'm going to be building a chicken coop here.
Kikiriki!
Oh, yeah. I mean,
So you're going to have, listen, so you guys have fresh eggs, right?
Oh, yeah, I have to because they're expensive here. I mean, the eggs in the United States are like through the roof.
Uh-huh. And
how much is a dozen of eggs now there?
Yeah.
$5?
I'm buying it for $4.50.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, $4.50 a dozen of egg in Aldi's. So I don't even go
here
to...
they sell half a carton
mm-hmm.
for $3.
$3. So over there is more. Yeah, it's
not a dozen.
Yeah,
it's
six.
Dozen. It's more.
Six eggs.
16 eggs.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And there's something else that people don't know. It's called bodegones.
Bodegones, okay.
Bodegones is like a new name. It means bodega, like a
store.
Like a grocery store.
Grocery store.
Like a store. But this is for the delicatessen. This is for, like, imported goods.
Okay, so hold on, Alfredo. Okay, they have the bodegones, imported goods. How is the money when people go buy those kind of products or, you know, merchandise who coming from other countries? The prices?
The prices, okay. The prices, for example, people that live overseas and they're going to send a box of food to Venezuela because mm-hmm. they think there's nothing here. Now you can find everything.
Okay.
I mean, many things are made in China.
Mm-hmm.
American things are a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to those stores, I think the prices over there would be almost the same as the prices in the United States.
Okay.
Because they're imported.
Okay.
But if you want good quality products, then you go there, because many people, they have here stuff made here, but the quality is not the same. When you come from the States and you used to have good products, quality,
mm-hmm.
then you better go to a bodegón and buy American stuff.
So can everybody in Venezuela, any person can go in the bodegón and buy with the salary that they are making?
Well, no. It has to be people that have the means. And what I mean by having the means is having dollars.
Okay.
The one thing that's difficult to understand is like almost 6 million people left the country.
Okay.
So elderly people, many elderly people are alone here
mm-hmm.
because their kids left. Because we had a huge European immigration during the last century. We had Germans and Italians, many, many, many Italians,
mm-hmm.
and people from all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And so their kids, because of the situation, they left the country. So those people send money to their parents.
Okay, so you're telling me...
What happens to people if people don't send money from overseas? Because the pensions are nothing.
Okay, so you are telling me that there is a lot of people sending money from other countries to their parents.
Yeah.
So Venezuela today, the majority of the population in Venezuela, are you telling me, are elderly people and little kids?
Well, yeah, almost, because... the people that left, they were mostly the professionals, people that have a degree and have careers. So they left and they prospered in other countries, mostly the United States, Spain, Italy, and all over Europe. Some people have gone to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Some other people have gone to Chile. A lot of people went to Chile. And some people went to Peru and Ecuador. But many that go there, 3-4 years later, they're back. And then they go to Madrid, they go to Spain. But the thing is, like, with the people are surviving.
Mm-hmm.
People are surviving here.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if people want to make dollars, they become street vendors. So there's street vendors all over the place.
Okay.
Street vendors. And then they charge in dollars. So the currency now is the dollar. Because you go places and you see the prices, and the prices are not in bolivars. The prices are in dollars.
Of course.
And then people are charging in dollars. Even poor people, like a mother of 2 or 3 kids,
mm-hmm.
they put a little stand in the street and they sell food.
Okay.
They sell empanadas or beef patties or whatever, and they have 2 for $1. But they're making dollars.
Of course.
For example, the for people living here, there's the bus that comes from the Germantown to Caracas early morning. I mean, it takes you to the subway station, and it costs $3 to get there, but it's 1 hour away. So I don't think it's expensive.
How many seats in the bus?
How many what?
Seats. How many people can go in the bus?
Well, in the bus, like 20 people, 22 people.
Okay.
And you see people going down with...
So for each trip, if it's $3 for person and it's 30 people in the bus, we're talking about more than $60 each trip that person is making, right, in the bus?
Yeah, but remember, they have to buy gas.
Exactly. No, gas. Yes, of course. But, I mean, $3 is cheap, but when you have a lot of people in the bus, yeah, you can make up not only for your salary, but also to not only for the gas, but also to for the... maintenance for the service, right, of the vehicle.
To buy parts for the car.
Yes.
And then when you go to Colonia Tovar, to the town, many people there have their own businesses, restaurants.
Uh-huh.
They make German sausages, mm-hmm. Polish sausages.
Okay.
They make sweets, cookies, mm-hmm. German desserts, mm-hmm. Strawberries with cream, mm-hmm. and they have their own beer, Colonia Tovar beer. The Germans made their own beer there, and they bring all that products in big trucks to Caracas, and they sell it to the bodegons and the supermarkets. You see the products from the Colonia Tovar all over Caracas.
Of course, so we can see that regardless the economy and the political situation in Venezuela is getting hard every day. People still living, they have to leave. They have to put a plate in their table. They have to take care of their children. Those one who, they need to keep on going and living, right? With a lot of restrictions.
Paying attention to politics.
Exactly.
People are not paying attention to politics. Not the government, not the opposition either.
Yeah.
When you talk to people, they say, I'm not voting. And there's some people, no, we have to vote because, we have to kick these people out. And then, I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna vote or not. I don't think so because, the only person in the opposition that kind of I like is Maria Corina, but mm-hmm. Maria Corina Machado, but she's like the only one. I mean, they have this Capriles again, like he's going to run for president, and he let the government steal his election.
So, Chavez.
I don't know.
He let Chavez.
People
yeah.
are not paying attention to that.
Yeah,
people are paying attention.
Did you see how they beat him up before yesterday? When he was in the hood?
Yeah, because people is like, we're fed up with you. I mean, go home.
Go home.
We don't want you either.
Yeah, they beat him up. Like push him and slap him and, you know, you never saw this before. Never.
Yeah.
Never. But now it's...
You saw it was at the beginning that they have the, like the brown shirts and stuff like that they were paid to do that stuff. But now you're seeing it for normal people.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
It's like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. Don't come here anymore.
Yes. So people are now in tune into politics. Look, in 1 minute, we're going to go in a break, okay? So people in Venezuela, they don't care about politics. They don't want to hear about candidates, they don't want to hear about voting, they don't want to hear about nothing.
And then the people that belong to the government that are paid and they were Chavistas all the time, in private, they complain. In private, they said it's horrible.
It's horrible, of course. In private,
you
of
see?
Course.
But I hear they complain.
Yeah, because they work for the government. You know, they work for those institutions, so they need their salary. I mean, they're not gonna complain.
Yeah.
That is exactly what is socialism. That is exactly what is socialism is all about. Alfredo, we're gonna go in a break, and we're coming back. Okay? We are here in America's Web Radio, Josie Cruz and friends. Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Do you love classic and special interest cars? If so, listen to our podcast every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on America's Web Radio, or find us on your favorite podcast site, iTunes, Spotify, or any of the others out there. We'll talk about classic cars. We'll talk to car guys. We'll talk to clubs that are here at our facility here in Classic Auto Mall. And we'll also talk about Classic Auto Mall and how we can help you sell your classic or special interest car. So give us a listen every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thanks.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
We are back, and this is Let's Talk Venezuela with Josie Cruz and friends. And I have today one of my good friends. He's in Venezuela. His name is Alfredo Olarte. He's an opera singer. He is into a lot of arts and decoration and colors and beauty. And that's why he was telling us at the beginning of the interview that he's disgusted and he's upset with so much noise, so much disrespect, so much bad taste. I mean, he was, I don't know if you noticed that, but I noticed. So thank you so much, Alfredo. I know you are there. So we're going to take the subject back again. So now I want you to talk to us about what are the kind of help the government are giving people when it comes to transportation, to food, right? Food and shelter. Tell me.
Well, it's complicated because what they give is never enough. So they made this bag. When Chavez was in power, they had something called Mercado. Mm-hmm. It was like a market, like a popular market. Mm-hmm. And what people tell me, it was okay. I mean, when people say okay, I wonder how good, you know. But they had chicken, and they had meat, and they had beans, and they had pasta, because here everybody eats pasta.
Okay.
And rice and this. But now the Maduro destroyed that, and they put something called Mercal, and then it is like, for me, it's like a horror movie. You know, I'm not used to that. And then you see a truck that comes, and they dump all these bags, and put them on the floor, and then people come running with a list. And they have somebody in the community that has the list. This is your bag. And people taking selfies with the stupid bag. You know.
Okay. What is in the bag?
A little sugar, a sardine, that's so bad. They have mortadella, like.
Bologna,
yeah, but it's so bad.
Disgusting, okay.
I mean, for poor people, they have to eat it. They have no choice. Uh-huh. But then the things are so bad, that becomes the funny part. There are trucks in the street, like my little trucks, buying those bags because people, I'm not gonna eat that. I don't like this mortadella. I don't like the sardines. They're horrible. Oh, this mayonnaise. Oh my God, no. So you see people changing stuff from the bag, and they change it for avocados, for broccoli. They change it for corn or potatoes or I don't know. You see people changing things and people going with the bags. Oh, I don't want this thing. This is bad. Okay, give me 20 plantains, for example, or bananas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's weird, but some people, the only means of survival is with that bag.
Wow. So can you say there is a malnourishment going on in Venezuela?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Where you need protein, you need fat. You cannot build mitochondria and your body and skin and everything in carbs.
Yes.
And it's mostly carbs. It's corn dough, it is pasta and rice and beans. And, I mean, we never ate like that. Never.
Of course.
We go to the supermarket like we were in the States, and we were eating everything. I mean, even poor people were able to eat pork and chicken and fish. I remember.
Yeah. Yes,
but
yes.
Now, That's the problem. But people are making dollars. And this is what amazes me.
Okay.
And even poor people, you see, they're open their bags and you see $10, $20 bill, $100 bill, because they're working and they're making dollars. So it's weird coming here. And then Bolivars, yeah, I don't know. I mean, a ticket for the subway, I don't know, because I'm over 60 and I don't pay. But you see people buying their tickets in the subway, but the subway is getting fixed. The escalators are working. The lights are beautiful. They're renovating the stations. There are new trains. I mean,
so
you like Maduro? I said, no, I don't. I've never been from that party. But if they do something good, you have to realize that you have to talk about it, and you have to say, yeah, it's better.
Okay, so what you're describing, Alfredo, is, because I compare, right? You are describing me, the situation in Caracas is getting better. They are fixing a lot of stuff. It's like the bubble in Caracas is good. Because when I compare Caracas, let's say, with Maracaibo or with Barquisimeto or Barinas, okay, the situation is the opposite. They are over there talking about the streets. For example, the roads, they have a lot of potholes, okay? Holes, potholes, and then when it rains, everything gets flooded, you know? Electricity, they are suffering like no electricity for 4-6 hours daily, right?
Yeah. Well, and I'm talking about the food thing, but here you have blackouts too.
Uh-huh. And then
you have blackouts too, and then sometimes you have no water. I mean, that they sell these huge plastic tanks for water.
Uh-huh.
And they're mostly bright blue.
Uh-huh.
And you see those tanks everywhere. Because when once in the week, during the week, you could have water on Tuesday and it goes on Friday. So you spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with no running water.
Okay.
And yeah, because they didn't repair the waterways. You know, it's like when you put people that are not prepared, that they don't have the degree, they don't have the know-how.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then things get deteriorated because the priorities are not to give people a good quality of life.
Exactly. It's agenda, honey. Yes, it's an agenda. It's an agenda implemented.
You have to give people, oh, finally I got water, thank you. You know, instead of what's going on.
So it's like the, I don't know if you know the expression that goes this way. The government break your leg, right? The government break your leg, and then they give you scratches. How do you call it? crutches. They give you crutches, and then you say, "Oh, thank you." But the goof.
Thank you. You're so good.
Exactly.
I'm in fire. That's what's going on here. But many people don't care about that anymore because I don't want that back. I'm going to work.
Uh huh.
For example, when you have to move from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
you have people with very nice trucks. And they move people around. Okay, I need to move a dining set, the sofa, the stove,
triplets. Of course.
And they charge $80, $100?
In dollars. Of course. Interesting. So what you're saying, Alfredo, life.
People are surviving.
Life.
Surviving.
What you're saying is life goes on. Life goes on. People have to work. People have to provide for the family, for themselves. Let's say that they don't have no children, but for themselves, they have to provide.
Yeah, and you see that people are not lazy. People are not lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the morning in the subway, and the subway is packed with people. Packed with people. Everybody's going to work.
Of course.
I mean, retailers like malls, they're opening beautiful malls with beautiful stores,
mm-hmm.
luxury stores. You see people buying. And I said also because people, it's not that everybody that has money is from the government.
Mm-hmm.
No, there are many people with their businesses
mm-hmm.
and with the companies working and making money here.
Yeah. Hey, I have
a situation.
Mm-hmm. I have another question. I don't know if you want to talk about that. But if you don't want to talk about it, you just have to tell me, okay? Okay. I would like to know... I was watching some news on the TV, right? And also in Twitter and so on.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Maduro went to Brazil, right? And he met... Do you know anything about those trips that the President Maduro from Venezuela is doing? Do you know anything about that? Do you want to say something about that?
No, I don't know anything because I'm focusing, as I said, everybody's surviving, everybody's doing their own things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the same. I'm teaching, I'm going to the conservatory,
mm-hmm.
I have my students,
mm-hmm.
and I have to do my stuff.
Yes,
so,
okay. Not a problem.
I don't have time. I don't have time to be involved in politics.
Mm-hmm.
But people from the States, and you know that
mm-hmm.
firsthand,
mm-hmm.
get mad at me because I say some Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
and they get furious.
Okay,
and that's what I say. I have to be fair. I have to be fair. I'm talking about the food. I'm talking about these pensions. They made like mission whatever,
uh-huh.
and mission this, and mission that, and then people get a bonus of $20, and then it's a bonus of $10, and they deposit that in your bank. But that's good for nothing, because a little bag, like 90 grams of powdered milk, is $11.
Wow.
I mean, if the pension is, I don't know how much is the pension because I don't have a pension. But the pension, you go to the supermarket and get a little bag with four items, and the pension is gone.
Yes, it's little money. The retirement
and
pension,
and the family helping.
Okay,
helping the family.
Okay, so when you say pension, you're talking about retirement check, right?
Yeah.
Retirement.
Yeah. It's like, no, not only retirement. They're giving some people like a Mission Jose Gregorio Hernandez.
Like a supplementary
supplementary. It's like
program.
Stamps over there.
Wow.
It's
so.
Like stamps over there. And the bag with food, you have to pay for it. It's like $3, the bag. It's not that they're giving you that for free. You have to pay for it. You're paying for crap.
Wow. But they exchange it, and then they exchange it for something different, which is like...
Yeah.
How do you call that?
Because it's not that there's no poverty here. There's plenty of poverty. Plenty of poverty. Something that you don't have. It's like people invading private land.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to a hill, and in a matter of weeks,
uh-huh.
you have this shack.
Mm-hmm.
Because the and people have to live there with no running water, with no electricity, with nothing. And they, I don't know how they do to bring brick and cement and rhubarb and everything to start building their little houses on the top.
Hey, Alfredo, but this is not something new. I remember back in those days when I was growing up, I remember the first time I visited Caracas, it was at nighttime. That impressed me, seeing so many lights, right? And then I realized it was little houses on the mountains, right? And then, those houses.
You remember?
Yes.
Okay, those little houses that you remember,
uh-huh.
because I remember them too,
mm-hmm.
now they're 3 and 4 floors.
But how do they start it? It didn't start it the same way that you are describing how they start. They are doing it today?
Yeah, because, as I said, people are survivors here. Venezuelans are hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Venezuelans are working, hard-working people. I saw those shacks, and you see now, and many, many, it's like, they're 3 and 4 floors. I don't know how they keep standing there. If we have an earthquake here, oh my God, I don't want to think about it.
Wow. Well, we are in America's Web Radio here in Let's Talk Venezuela with Josie Cruz and friends. And I appreciate, really, really appreciate, Alfredo, for you to be my option number 4. Because my first 3 options, yes, honey, thank you so much. My first 3 options, like I said, because of electricity connection, because of internet connection, problems with electricity connection, internet connection, communication. I mean, I couldn't get through, not even to those 3 that I have before Alfredo. And Alfredo, thank you so much. He came through and he helping me out today. So you guys could understand a little bit the other side of the situation in Venezuela. The same thing is happening here in America, okay?
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
The same thing is happening here in America. And this, you don't have to say anything about this, Alfredo. No, but you can comment on what's going on here in America because you were living in America for many years. So the same thing happening
here in America.
You are an American too. So what's going on is here in America, a lot of people don't want nothing to do with politics anymore. Are we related to Venezuela? The same feeling?
Well, the thing is that was our mistake.
Exactly.
People were involved in politics, and then they got tired. But in the States, we cannot get tired, people.
Exactly. So for example, Alfredo.
Free elections.
Yes.
We cannot be voting by mail.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to stop because they're going to continue stealing the elections.
Exactly. So
Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine? All these taxpayers' money going there.
That's right.
We all know that the corruption in Ukraine with the Biden family and Hunter Biden and Hillary and all these people. I mean, this is like a cash cow they have in Ukraine, so they don't want to lose that.
No. You know what? They are destroying all the evidences of the Biden family tied with Ukraine as a nation, as all the corruption with the oligarchs and the Nazis leader of Ukraine. Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is, for example, a lot of people ask me, okay, if you know the fraud and the election in the United States are rigged, why do you want to be a candidate? We need to keep going. We need to keep fighting. We need to keep bringing the subject and the issues for people to talk about it. We cannot be silent. We cannot be sitting in here and be complicit by not saying or doing nothing. We have to do something. We have to bring the subject to the people so people can understand. Like, for example, before you got into the phone, Alfredo, you know, I took like a 10 minutes, right? So I was giving an introduction about how we are living in here and how everything is looking like gloomy, like, you know, like very depressive. Everything here is feel like everything is static, like everything is stopped. And this is exactly what is socialism. It is what is Marxism, what is an state that is letting, imposing on us things that we are not accustomed and we are not used to, because we were so used to freedom and liberty, right? So, one of the main things that we have to participate in politics. And we cannot get tired of doing this. We cannot get tired of talking about conservative point of view. We cannot stop talking about that. We can now the big agenda of mutilating and bushing the baby, the kids, you know, at school. You see little kids of 15, 14 years old getting their breasts cut off, and we are silent. Why are we silent? We are letting these demonic people. They are talking now about satanic agenda. It's satanic rituals.
They brainwash everybody with the media, with Facebook and all these people. Thank God Elon Musk took Twitter, because now Twitter is publishing almost everything.
Everything is coming out to the light. Everything. And look, and he looks like he's going to buy either Fox or he's going to buy CNN.
Oh, I hope he buys it.
I hope so too. I hope so too, because the conversation has to be out there, not only on Twitter. Majority of Americans, they don't go to Twitter. They go to TV, regular TV, right? Channel, station channel, local channel, radio, local radio. So that's the question that I was asking like 4 or 5 years ago. Where are the conservative millionaires? Why are they not buying newspapers? Why they are not buying TV channels? So our message as a conservative, as a freedom lovers, as a lover of the American Constitution that make us free and make us rich, but not only rich in money. I'm talking about rich in every aspect of our life. Where are those millionaires investing the money so they can secure a better country for the future for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren? Finally, somebody start doing what I was asking 5 years ago. Who's that? Elon Musk.
Well, some people are asking Elon Musk, please buy Twitter and then delete it.
No. Why? Why he's going to delete Twitter?
No, to get rid of it. But the thing is that the media, the TV, everything. I mean, I haven't watched TV in Spanish like for 17 years.
Yes.
Because it is worthless.
It's worthless, yes.
It's worthless.
And it's disinformation.
And you see these people, they're all Democrats, everything, they're communists, they're socialists, and everything is Latino, Latino, Latino. We are Americans. And Latino is not a race. You can be Latino and be blonde with blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You can be Latino and be black. You can be Latino and be mixed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people, Caucasian, this, oh, the raza, la raza. It's divide and conquer.
Yes.
Divide and conquer.
Yes.
And then people believe that thing.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
I'm here, for example, I'm near the Germantown, okay? And from here, now it's clearing up. I can see the other mountain over there with the gorgeous fields. Amazing. And then I go in the bus and I look at the people. And many people with blue eyes, with green eyes,
okay,
blonde kids, and everything. Because in this area, La Colonia Tovar, Petaquire, El Jarillo, and this is the area where the Germans were for 180 years. And you can see in the faces of the people that they have German background.
Yeah.
But if they go to the States, oh, you're not white, you're Latino. I said, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
The same that happened in the States, people that came from all over the world, mm-hmm. and they live there, and they're all Americans, but then they're dividing us by race.
Yes.
They're dividing us by money. They're dividing us by religion. They're dividing us by sexual orientation.
Yes.
And we are
and now they are killing our children. They're killing our children, not only with abortion, but when I'm saying they're killing our children, when they perform this mutilation, when they take the breasts out and the penises and they do all these transition. Right? Those kids, they get into so much depression, anxiety, they end up suicidal. They end up killing themselves. And we are silent. We are silent.
You are a Nazi. If you talk about it, you hate everyone. A homophobe, a phobe, phobia. Everything is phobia.
Uh-huh. And our children are suffering the most. Our teenagers, they're still kids. Their brain is not fully developed until they are 21. And we are allowing this agenda go and destroy them completely. And we are silent. The church is silent.
Yep.
Parents are silent. Politicians are silent.
Josie, what's happening too, it's like many people with WhatsApp and they're passing all these links with Tucker Carlson and Sebastian Gorka and all the people talking about what people need to know. And people are waking up.
Yes. Yes. And you
people
know.
People are waking up. And here, nobody wants to get the vaccine here. Everybody knows it was a plan to murder millions of people.
Yeah. And that information is coming out. That information is coming out. Everything is being exposed.
Very important for American, for the American people, for the conservative people. Don't trust.
Yeah.
It is very seriously.
Yeah.
Don't trust the top people from the Republican Party. They are the same as Hillary and Obama, the Bushes, the McCain's and the Kemp.
Look, we have 2 minutes.
I'm a Republican, yeah, but you voting for the people that have the same agenda as the Democrats?
Yeah, exactly. Alfredo, we have 2 minutes to finish our program today. Thank you so much. Do you want to say something before you leave today? Do you want to give us any message to the Americans who are listening to our program today?
To the American people, don't get distracted. People are distracted. The Grammys, the Oscars, people need to start thinking about what's going on and find a way to stop that from happening. You have to fight against voting by mail.
Okay.
People have to go to the town hall.
Okay.
Where all these sick people are proposing those sick agendas.
Okay.
And go there and open your mouth and say things. I mean, you have this LGBT crowd
mm-hmm.
that go to town halls and talk stupidity about the agenda. I mean, they're destroying the family. Don't let them.
Thank you so much, Alfredo. Thank you so much. Have a good day, okay? So talk to you next time. This is America's Web Radio. Let's Talk Venezuela with Josie Crew and friends. And we're going to be continuing bringing the subject and the conversation to America's Web Radio. Our website is americaswebradio.com. americaswebradio.com. Thank you so much and have a good day. See you next time. Bye.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.